Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. Woohoo! I am your host, Nina Gibson, and I am so excited to be with you today. We've had a couple of epic back-to-back guests on the podcast the last couple of weeks. And I love bringing on guests, especially friends of mine, other business owners, other mamas, other people who are in the throes of it, of running a business, being a mom, doing all of the things, because it's not easy, right? It's not easy at all to grow a business, run a business, be a parent, be an adult, all of the things. So I love having guests on to talk about their experiences and journeys, and of course, all of the amazing things that they're doing. But today we're going to bring it back to sort of basics. And I'm really excited about this topic because it's something that I talk about a lot with my clients. And it's something that I see happening on social media all of the time, like all of the time. And so I wanted to bring this to the podcast because it's one of the number one questions that I get asked. It's also one of the things that I think there are a lot of reservations about. People are so burned out on creating content that when they come to me, they're like, Nina, I don't think that I could stomach creating another piece of content, let alone a long form piece of content, right? And I'm going to let you in on a little bit of a secret. It is your visibility secret sauce. And it's something called legacy content. It is going to be the foundation for almost every single thing that you're doing on every single platform. Okay. Are you ready for it? All right. Listen up. So one of the things that I see happening when it comes to content, one of the biggest mistakes is that business owners so often start backwards with their content repurposing, meaning they start with social media content first, right? These tiny little pieces of micro content. And then they try to repurpose those tiny pieces of micro content into other different forms of content, right? Which is almost impossible to do. All right. And if you're listening to this and you're wondering what the hell is legacy content, I'm going to tell you, it is podcast, video, and long form written content. And it's basically evergreen content, right? But I like the term legacy content better because this is the content that is going to keep on working for you year after year. That's going to compound authority. That's going to compound trust. That's going to compound search traffic. And it's something that can stand the test of time, literally, right? It doesn't have a timestamp. It's not like contingent on what the Kardashians were just doing. It is evergreen content centered around questions that your audience is asking or topics that your audience is going to ask or need to know about now and 3 years from now, right? And so let's flip the script on content repurposing and start with a strategy that focuses on a big piece of content, right? A big piece of legacy content that will be your repurposing anchor. And then from there, you can focus on creating many different pieces of content from it. And using this method, all of your hard work creating that one amazing piece of SEO content, because I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's easy. It's not easy to bang out a unique piece of 2,000 word content. I know that. I know it's not easy to come up with podcast topics week after week, right? That are going to hit with your audience. I know showing up on YouTube, it's not easy. It's not necessarily hard, but it's work. So I want that work that you're putting into that legacy content to really, really work hard for you and pay off big time for your visibility. And before we dive into how to do that, I want to talk a little bit about why this works. And it really comes back to omnichannel, right? When you create content from a place of search visibility first, you are creating a content anchor that makes repurposing not only a lot easier, right? But you're making it so your brand has an omni-channel presence, right? That it is going to be found across multiple platforms for your audience and potential audience to interact with. So omnichannel isn't just great for SEO, it's also great for branding, becoming visible for the same similar topics across multiple platforms. Think podcast, Pinterest, Google, right? The list goes on. Reaching new audiences, right? If you limit yourself to just one platform, you are inherently limiting your audience reach. We don't want to do that. We want to reach as many people that need what we have as possible, right? And if we're only sticking to Instagram, well, that kind of limits, right? But I also know that the idea of showing up in multiple places can be really, really overwhelming. So we're going to take some of that, oh my God, Nina, what are you telling me, out of it, okay? Brand cohesiveness. When you start showing up and being found for the same topics, you start getting with the same branding colors, the same logos, the same tone, right? You start to create this really beautiful brand cohesiveness. And of course, expanded discoverability, right? That kind of goes back to the becoming visible for same similar topics across multiple platforms. You are expanding your discoverability. Okay, so how do we do that? Well, we create content that people are actually searching for and need, i.e. we are going to be helpful as fuck, okay? So when you are creating a piece of legacy content, I want you to really think about topics, like I said at the beginning, that have longevity, that are not contingent on a specific place or time that people won't be searching for a year from now. So a really good example is how to repurpose content, how to create a content repurposing workflow, right? Those are all topics that people are probably going to continue to ask year after year after year. Or how to create a capsule wardrobe, how to meal plan, right? Topics like that that are going to stand the test of time. So when you create that one legacy piece of topic, right, it's going to be around one of your content pillars, most likely, right? So let's use the capsule wardrobe example because that's a fun one. So let's say you put outfits together for women and you help them create capsule wardrobes. So capsule wardrobe for spring, you know, a work at home capsule wardrobe for spring. That would be a great example of a piece of legacy content. Now, something I want to say about legacy content is just because you create a blog post doesn't mean you can't repurpose that legacy content on other legacy content platforms, right? So you could take that one blog post about creating a capsule wardrobe for the spring, a work-at-home capsule wardrobe for spring, and do a podcast episode about it. You could also create a YouTube video or series about it, right? It doesn't have to just be one piece of legacy content. And in fact, if you are able to and have the resources to create multiple pieces of legacy content on that one topic, boom, right? You're really, really doing yourself a favor there. But we are also realistic here at NG Co. Very realistic about what can and cannot be done. So let's just say for now that we created that blog post, okay? You have probably amazing, delicious pieces of content hidden within that one long form piece of content. So you're going to pull out the top 3 to 5 takeaways and at least one juicy quote, right? And if you have a VA or somebody who's helping you, this is a perfect task for them to do. So pull out those top 3 to 5 takeaways and a juicy quote. And then choose your platforms, okay? You do not need to repurpose this across everywhere, all right? So somebody who's doing capsule wardrobes, maybe they're super active on Instagram and Pinterest is also where they like to show up. Keep it simple, right? You do not have to be everywhere, right? If you want to be everywhere, amazing, but don't feel like you need to be everywhere. So let's start with Instagram and Pinterest, right? So you are going to take your 3 to 5 core takeaways, and your legacy, and excuse me, you're going to pull out your top 3 to 5 core takeaways and that juicy quote. And I'm going to actually include my repurposing spreadsheet here in the show notes for you just to make it super, super easy. So here are some examples of what you can do with those 3 to 5 core takeaways and that juicy quote. All right. One, carousel post, right? That outlines the top 3 to 5 takeaways. And I would even take this a step further and say that each takeaway could be its own carousel post depending on how meaty the content is, right? And if that's the case, you've got like anywhere from, I don't know, 3 to 5 individual carousel posts right there, right? You could create almost an entire month's worth of content just around this one blog post. So let's like step back and really think about that, okay? Individual pins for each of the takeaways, and then at least 2 to 3 pins for the core blog post itself. Okay. You can create a reel highlighting one or more takeaways, right? So I imagine a reel where you're doing a try on of some of the outfits in the spring wardrobe, or you're doing just like a boom, 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 like the three advantages of creating a capsule wardrobe for spring. You can use the quote for a Twitter style video post on Instagram. You can use the quote for a single image post on Instagram, because we know now that, surprise, surprise, images like photos, etc., are making a comeback. You can save the reel you made and repost to TikTok if that's your jam, right? You could also, like I said, use this for a podcast episode, use this for YouTube. We just created at least 15 different pieces of content from that one blog post. And we didn't even get into how you can use this blog post for your newsletter, right? Your email marketing. You can take the same approach and break it out into little dripped, bite-sized pieces of content, right? You can tease your audience leading up to the launch of your capsule wardrobe using this method. You can use these tidbits for stories, right? There are so many possibilities, but here's the beautiful thing, right? You created that legacy piece of content with SEO in mind, right? Meaning the keyword that you're targeting in that legacy piece of content and the search phrases have search volume. They have interest. They are based on things that people are actually searching for. So you know that when you publish that blog post, when you push those Pinterest pins live, when you repurpose it across other legacy platforms, if that's your jam, not only are you setting yourself up to have an amazing content repurposing workflow, but the content that you've created is anchored. It's centered in search, right? It's centered and anchored in SEO. So you know that you're going to get expansive visibility off of that over time, because it's based on what people actually want, right? And that is at the core of SEO, right? That is what you're doing. You are creating content that is helpful and that people actually want. And you can use the same method regardless of what kind of business you're in. If you're an e-commerce like Shopify store, this is a perfect, perfect way to create long-form content that supports your product suite, right? So if you're selling clothes, if you're selling women's fashion, boom, this is how you create a capsule wardrobe with our products, right? If you're a beauty brand, you can create all kinds of long-form content on how to skin cycle, slugging. I mean, there's just endless possibilities. People are going to come to your website, not just for your product, but to know that you're an authority because you're creating this amazing, epic long-form content. If you're a business coach, the same approach applies, right? So take this content repurposing workflow, which I'm going to link in the show notes because I love you so much, and start thinking about, okay, how can I integrate this into my own workflow? And just start with baby steps. Go and see what legacy content you already have that you could practice this workflow with, right? Chances are you probably have an amazing amount of content that you're not even utilizing to its fullest extent yet. So go back, pick a piece of content. Can you zhuzh it up with SEO a little bit? Can you find a target keyword using keyword research methods, right? If you need help with that, check out my Instagram or my website. I have articles about how to do keyword research. I also have a newly launched digital template shop. Every week, I'm adding new industry SEO keyword lists, plus amazing templates, planners, all of the things that you need to utilize, all of the things that you need to make the most out of your visibility will be found in that shop. The baby launch right now. So keep an eye out because I will be sharing some epic discounts here on the podcast exclusive to you and my email list. So get your butt on there. And every week I'll be adding new stuff. So stay tuned for that. So go take a piece of content that you've already created, implement this method, see what happens. Come back and tell me. I want to hear all about it. Find me on Instagram. Shoot me an email at hellonina.gibson.co. I want to hear all about it. I promise that this is going to make such a huge difference. This is going to change how you think about the content that you're creating. And it's going to make things not only easier, but smarter, right? More strategic. You're going to be creating expansive visibility right out of the gate without even having to think about it using this method. So beautiful. That is everything I have for you today. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.